Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Today is our first review for Newport Beach Film Festival number 20. Actually, our second review. We reviewed some music documentaries of the day. Today is our first narrative feature. We apologize for being a few days behind. We had a little studio glitch, but guess what? Filmmakers understand that, musicians understand that, and it's all good. It happens when it's supposed to. I'm joined tonight by my co-executive producer, Carolyn Booth. Are you there? Carolyn, are you there? Okay. So I will begin to explain the synopsis of In a New York Minute. I don't want to pronounce the director's name wrong, and we're just checking here. Carolyn, are you with us? Okay. She's not coming through on the phone, so we'll just have Carolyn call right back in. Sorry about that. To the director and the PR rep, Wayman. I don't want to pronounce the director's name wrong. I'm so sorry. I met her as Mandy. But Zyman Lee, and again, I'm so sorry if that's wrong. In a New York Minute had its world premiere at Newport Beach on the 28th. I saw it at the lot at Fashion Island. It was a sold-out screening. It was fantastic. Carolyn was able to catch it at the Triangle. And let's see. Carolyn, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Gotcha. All right. So, In a New York Minute follows three strangers as they accidentally discover this. By the way, this is playing the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival on Wednesday, May 8th at LA Regal Live. As much as this is about Newport Beach, we know they support their filmmakers and Casey, their programmer, so they would be okay with us saying that. So it follows three strangers as they accidentally discover the solution to their problem lies in a single pregnancy test. Amy is haunted by a past breakup. Angel is caught between a loveless marriage to an American businessman and a passionate affair with a Chinese writer. And Nina moonlights as an escort in order to support herself. Based on a Chinese short story, this is a slice of life look at relationships highlighted by its Asian and Asian-American-led cast. First-time writer-director Zyman Lee leads a female-driven production crew to create an intimate character study that interprets love from three different points of view, which, of course, one woman is losing love, one is searching for love, and one is trying to hold on love. The film stars Celia Au, Amy Chang, Yi Liu, with Ludi Lin and Shang Pei Pei. I'm so sorry. I'm not a whitewasher. I apologize if I pronounce those wrong. Carolyn, start with you. What did you think of the film?
Well, first of all, that was such a mouthful you just shared. I mean, and so much to say about this movie. First of all, I really enjoyed it in terms of the fact that I got to actually meet a lot of the filmmakers before I ever even went to the screening. So that in itself was really fun for me. I had met them at one of the events on a few days prior and didn't know that, you know, when I first met them, I didn't know about this film, of course. And then I got to actually attend the film and it was really, really good. I felt like I was at I forgot I was at a festival when I was watching it. What I mean by that is it just felt like I had just picked a movie, went to see it, was entertained, and it was just amazing. Really enjoyed how they had like three little storylines going at one time. It was just really an interesting movie. I really enjoyed it.
And this was the directorial debut, so to me, it was I don't like saying ambitious.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's just like what I'm trying to say, and I'm lost for words, is that I didn't feel like I was at a debut of a first-time director, or even some of the, just the whole, they just felt like it was, they were all seasoned. They had been doing this for, this was many, they had been doing many projects together, and it was just really an amazing, amazing, amazing production. I really enjoyed it.
Well, the actor, some of the actresses had done a lot of stuff. One was recognizable. Somebody in the audience at the Q&A mentioned it. If you go to our Facebook page and my personal page, we got lots of pictures from their Q&A, the party. Like I said, Casey Cortez, who this show and all of you fans of the show, owe Casey and Miss Lori Walt Lights. Casey I met years ago. He said to see this film, Scout. Long story short, I asked Lori, what do you want to promote? She said, Film Fatales. We've had 30 Film Fatales, so Casey always has the good. So when he said to see this, I said, I'm on it. I want to see this. Mandy, again, I feel like I'm pronouncing your name wrong, Zyman Lee, first-time director. You know, you could have told me this was the fifth film. I would have believed it. I really liked the way she, the editing was phenomenal. The writing was phenomenal. I mean, everyone says it goes back to the script. I always think it's funny that writers say everything's about the script. Cinematographers say everything's about the light. Actors say everything's about the performance. And
well,
that's just the way it is. It is what it is, what it is.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is point well taken, that everybody felt, if everybody feels like that, like theirs is the most important part, it really is awesome, because then the product shows, and this product it showed. They all did, not that each one of those individually people said, you know, we're the best or whatever, but you could tell they did their best, and it showed.
Well, in some of these, it was cool because there were some social commentaries. I mean, obviously, in the Asian American culture, I don't like saying not natural born citizens. We don't censor ourselves here, but I don't want to offend any of the filmmakers or cast or crew, but it's just what the story was. We have a obvious issue right now. One of the actresses said at the Q&A, they asked her about, oh, well, how did you deal with the Asian and Chinese American immigrant story? And she said, well, it's not really that, because we're all immigrants. And with anything I'm going to say is the opinions of myself, my producers, does not reflect the cast, crew, Newport Beach Film Festival, anyone involved with any event, Fashion Island, any cinema. I'm certainly tired of hearing this immigrant thing in our country when we're all immigrants and we all came from somewhere. So I really
love what you're saying and referring to the Asian, it's just like it didn't matter that they were Asians or that I didn't even see that. I mean, it was a movie just about, you know, a story about these three women and some of the ups and downs that they go through and about the, you know, about the same emotions that all of us have, whatever we are, whatever color we are, whatever we speak, if we can see it or not, whatever our abilities are, it didn't matter. This could have been, you know, people in wheelchairs. It doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, there was some things that are, that were catered, because it's obvious it's coming from a Asian American filmmaker, of the emphasis on, you know, a character has to work for a visa, or a parent forbids something, and it's not just like, oh, your dad's being an asshole and you don't want him being there. It's like your father will never talk to you again if you don't follow his orders. And what I liked about it was it didn't feel American. Now, there was a guy in the audience who said, it didn't feel like an Asian film, who said, it's totally an Asian film. There's this, and it says right here, she moonlights as an escort. So, like, there's an escort, and there's those nightclubs, and there's the Asian men buying the champagne, and for me, I took it as it didn't feel like an Asian film. A lot of those films do, like, there's got to be a party and there's got to be food. I can say that coming from Hawaii, that it's heavy in the Asian culture.
You could say that about any race. I mean, you could say that about any race, that there's always food, that there's always a party, that there's always, or the father doesn't like, you know, what their children do. I mean, I don't get, but
what I'm saying is in the like American culture, in my opinion, you can, I'm a classic example. You can remotely talk back to your grandfather. I was in many Filipino parties and you did not speak back to your Filipina grandmother. Now, that's just my experience, my generation in Hawaii. You did not question something she said, as opposed to I didn't agree with my grandpa and I'd be like, well, screw you, I don't agree with you, I'm walking out the door. There's some things about America that we have messed up about culture. So that's a whole different thing. But what I liked about this was that this, being New York filmmakers, they touched on what the so-called president is doing to cultures in the slightest, tiniest ways, you know, appreciating America or wanting freedom. I don't want to spoil that where that went with the storyline, but that was kind of like a great subtext. This also was one of those films where, like, you know, it's really cool because there's only three things of you want love, you're losing love, or you're going through the pain in the ass of love. And that's what I really liked about it, was that it was like, it's kind of cool when you have those friends that it's like, their wife's annoying them, they got divorced, or your friend's lonely. And I thought that they pulled that off perfectly. I thought
the casting was great.
The director was, like I said, I mean, you could have said this was her fifth film, and I would have been like, oh, yeah. And she was so quiet, so reserved, no attitude, no ego. None of this cast and crew was like, oh, our film's awesome and we're here to, you know, we're going to kick ass. And
they saw me in the audience, they were just even grateful. And they did, you know, there's a lot of people in the audience. They didn't even need to, you know, make a reference to me. And they're very, like I said, the whole thing was just very good people, good writing, good acting, good, you know, production. It just was a really good, solid, and so kudos to them, and I wish them to continued success, and I know that we'll be hearing more about them.
The visuals of New York were fantastic. They weren't the way a lower budget indie film would cheap in things or cheat shots. These were like, you could tell they really set up their idea of New York. And I just loved it. And I think I loved it even more because I didn't even read the synopsis. I just knew Casey was programming a good film.
I had no clue what the movie was about. And even after meeting them, you know, like I said, we spent most of the time just talking just about being in the moment and just the ambiance of where we were and just, you know, that kind of stuff. And they, like you said, they weren't full of themselves or, And so I, not even knowing anything about it, I didn't even read the synopsis. So I just really enjoyed it. I'm so glad. And I want to thank Newport because this was their 20th year. And there was a lot of fun, nice people that you met. There was just a lot of, just, I think what they wanted to have created 20 years ago, they should be really proud of that because it's continuing and it was just a really, I think, a good festival. I really enjoyed it. So thank you, Newport.
Well, yes, we want to, as we wrap up, we're going to be back tomorrow night reviewing a documentary titled Cancer Rebellion. They filmed in 50 states. But for this, we want to say thank you, Greg Schwenk, of course, one of the directors, founders, Sherman Gardens. We want to thank Pelican Hill, Todd, the other founder, Corey, who was back with PR. Not that she went anywhere, but we're not going to say where she went. Casey, the programmer, other programmers we met, the filmmakers who shared films with us that we reviewed. Jump in those archives and check out the other reviews, those the music films we saw. And also, let's see, the volunteers. Can't forget them.
Oh, yes. They're very, very helpful.
Yeah. Oh, they just take tickets. Oh, they stand by the door. And it's like, well, you know, buddy, if nobody was taking your tickets, you'd just be standing there. And if nobody was taking your tickets, you wouldn't have tickets to get. So I really enjoy just talking with everyone. And so, yeah, Newport Beach. And, of course, we don't drink, but Tito's Vodka. And just great parties. And, of course, Dave, we won't say his last name, but Dave, the guy who helps put on the parties. And a shout-out to our friend Chris Rudinoff. Who was so much like Dave. Dave's so much like him. So it was great to see that. And, yeah, we just want to thank them overall. As a plane flies overhead, it was I went 9 years in a row. I missed last year because of back surgery. And I think this was Mom's fifth. So we're very thankful to them. They support our show and support us. And, yeah, so we just want to wrap it up by saying, heck yeah to Newport, and we are ready for Pelican Hill 2020. And any closing words for you, Mom? Because I'm all finished here, other than make sure and tune in, because in the next 10 days, we're going to have at least 7 more Newport reviews and interviews. We're going to have Zyman Lee Mandy, the director of this film, on, and she'll even have some more stories from playing Los Angeles Asian, which we'll just barely mix in. But like I said, Newport likes to support its filmmakers. So with that, I'm going to sign off. But any closing words for you, Carolyn?
Oh, just thanks again, and I wish them great success and continuing to do what they love to do, making films.
All right, excellent. Oh, yes, and thank you to Wayman, the PR rep, and also, I want to say it was Kathy that you met last night at Triangle or the night before. Thank you for being generous with your time. So that's going to do it for Talking Pictures. Carolyn, you can hang up if you want. You know the deal, everyone, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, or whatever other time of day you can find, please make sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.